after discussing the sugya of Shabbos and that ayin dalad of borer, where the Gemara begins studying a brisa that borer is mutar lechatchila, borer ba'ochel, and the brisa concludes ve'im birer chayiv chatas. And that certainly is the challenge. Five different days in the Gemara: when is borer mutar lechatchila? When is it considered to be an iser daraisa? The Gemara has five different possibilities. The first we began discussing is that of Ula, that it depends on whether it's Lebo Bayom or whether it's considered to be Lamachar. A very great Kiddush. If a person is engaging in the Melacha Bara on Shabbos or after Shabbos, that clearly is Nisa Daraisa. As long as it's considered to be Litzarach HaShabbos, that indeed is considered to be Mutter. Why exactly is that true? So we pointed out again that Borer is considered to be Borer Otsa. That's exactly the term the Gemara uses in Shabbos Avdayin Dalet, albeit the Gemara uses that term within the Shita of Abaye. It means that you're sorting, separating, selecting for the purpose of storing, as a farmer would do in the field. And the contrast to that is Maisa Achila, Malacha as opposed to Achila. If you look at Rabbeinu Chananel, on that daf, on that Ayin Dalet of the Beis, there's a very length Rabbeinu Chananel. That Rabbeinu Chananel cites the Sugya Beis on the Yud Gimel Beis. Rabbeinu Chananel contrasts whether a person is mecharvein lemalacha or laachila bilvan. Achila is considered to be mutter. Malacha obviously is considered to be asura. The Ramban writes in Shabbos Naf Ayin Dalet explicitly that there is no iser of borer b'shas achila. That l'chuli alma. Chazon Ish points out in Simen Nun Dalet, that doesn't mean you're sitting at the table and now I'm going to engage in borer and then later I'm going to eat. The Ramban writes, but the Shas Achila itself, there's no Isser of borer. The Chazon Ish writes the Kavan of that Ramban, maybe it's a little bit unclear, but the Chazon Ish writes the Kavan of the Ramban is literally B'Shas Achila. All of a sudden that Matzah Psoles B'Chaticha, you put something in your mouth and all of a sudden there's a piece of Psoles. No one is going to say that removing the psoles at that point is considered to be a malacha borer. If you're dealing with achila, achila is muteres. The question is, where do you draw the line? Where do you distinguish between the malacha borer as opposed to achila? Maybe one could use, our famous Ramban, no, Beit Zadav Yud Gimel, Ramban Parsha Zemor, Chav Gimel, no, and that is, well, look, are you dealing with malachas avod or malachas asuda? And how do you define Meleches HaSuda as opposed to Meleches HaBoda? It doesn't have to be La'altar. Meleches HaSuda means that typically that a person would use on the day of Yontif itself, as opposed to Meleches HaBoda. That is exactly the sheet of Ula when it comes to Boder. You don't need La'altar. All you need is the Bo Bayom. If it's the Bo Bayom, that is not called harvesting, processing. That is called Achila. So that is the extreme Shita of Ula, that distinguishing between Achila as opposed to Malacha. If it's the Tzorech Shabbos, it's not that Tzorech Shabbos is Matir. It's that if it's the Tzorech Oso Hayom, it's not called Meleches Avoda like Anyantiv, and therefore that is considered to be Mutter. So Ula would never say this when it comes to other Malachos, but that's true when it comes to the Malacha Bor itself. And all of a sudden the Gemara rejects Ula. Even though the Gemara has five Shitas, Ula is rejected. The Chisda says the following, would you think that you can cook on Shabbos as long as you're doing so b'derech achila? That does not consider to be an option. And as we mentioned, no, Ula does not argue it applies to other malachos. Ula defines borer la'otzer as lamacha, as opposed to borer the tzorech achila sayom, which is considered to be derech achila. And even though we don't accept Ula that Tzorach of Shabbos is enough, but the Yisod of Derech Achila, that's something which is clear. You mentioned the Shulchan Aruch Shinyates, that if a person, for example, uses a mapa, B'Shas Achila, to somehow filter out the psoles, Mamish B'Shas Achila itself, Shtia Al Yedei Mapa, the Mechaber calls it Shuvas Arash and Klal Chabbeis, but that indeed is considered to be Mutter. So the Gemara rejects the Shita of Ula that Tzorach Shabbos alone is not enough to define something in terms of Derech Achila. Okay, how would you do so? Rav Chisda says, I'll give you another factor, and that is the quantity. Borer ba'ochel is pachos mikashir. V'chayiv chatos, mikashir. Well, that does not mean that Rav Chisda maintains that there is no Isra of Chatzishir when it comes to Shabbos. There certainly is. in Issur of Chatzis Shir. Whether that's Nissa Darais or Nissa Drabana, that's a very fundamental machlokes. That's that famous Rashi on this daf, the Fayin Dalet, Amud Alef, where Rashi writes that the reason Chatzis Shir is Usur is because this is the halacha b'chol Torah kula, that Chatzis Shir is Usur min HaTorah. And the very, very great Chiddush of Rashi that Chatzis Shir Usur min HaTorah extends to Shabbos as well. When we discussed early in the year, maybe one indeed could distinguish. Maybe one could argue that Chatzis Shir is true when it comes to Yisrei Achila, because Achila, by definition, is a composite act, a tziruf of a bite that culminates in a full shir. Or we saw Shagas Aryeh earlier in the year, no? When a person goes and eats machalas haseris, he eats a bit, and all of a sudden, the last bite, he crossed the threshold. The issue was on the last bite. And up until then, it was heter gomer. The Isser is only when you cross the line. Shagas Aryeh, it's of course not, no? When you're dealing with the concept of Achila by definition is considered to be a tziruf. We wouldn't assume that everything is considered to be an Achila Seter until the last morsel. All of a sudden, that is the definition of Achila Seter. That is the concept of Chatzis Shir. That's true by definition. But in Achinami, maybe one could argue that's not true when it comes to other malachos at all. And that's the Kiddush that Rashi writes that Chatzis Shir is Usur min HaTorah when it comes to Shabbos. Isn't it Mefurish in this Gemara? After all, Rabbi Yosef says, V'chi mutter lafos fachos mikashir. The Gemara doesn't say it's an Issa d'araisa. The Gemara just says it's not mutter, kenin Issa d'rabana. That's what the Rambam writes. Poshav shatan Rambam, Chatzis Shir on Shabbos is an Issa d'rabana. But Rav Chisda maintained it's mutter l'chachila. Bora v'orchus fachos mikashir. So Tosus is bothered. How in the world can you say it's mutter l'chachila? You know what the answer is? Only here. Rav Chisda did not mean to say that there's no Isser Chatzis Shir when it comes to Shabbos. Here, Chatzis Shir, Tosafos says, is Derech Achila. Derech Achila is not considered to be the Isser of Borer. Therefore, Rav Chisda says that, I disagree with Ula Bobayom, but the fact that it distinguishes between what the farmer does as opposed to what you do is the quantity, the Shir. And the Gemara rejects that as well. Yosef rejects the Shita of Chisda. So you know, the Gemara is going to have five possibilities, and the first two were rejected. Guess what? Remaining three remain standing. I mean, it doesn't necessarily mean that l'halacha we require all three, but just in terms of the Shaklatari of the Gemara has five possibilities. Two, the Gemara says, are rejected, and three are possible. So that's Rabbi Nachman. So you know what? L'halacha, we should combine all three reasons, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so what is reason 3? Oh, that's Rabbi Yosef. Then if I had to distinguish between how indeed this is done, what is considered to be la'otzin, what is considered derech achila, very, very simply, how is it done? How is it performed? What is the maisa brora? A farmer is not going to sit there with his hand and go ahead and start picking up. A farmer is going to use a specialized kli. A nafa, a kfara, and therefore, enochinami, bora bekli, that's chayukhatas. Bora biyad is not. Why exactly is that true? It's not that that's betorah shinui. Bora is nafa kfara. And if you do a biyad, that's shinui. No, this is mutla chachila. It means if I were to ask you, how do you distinguish between derech achila as opposed to derech breira, bora of the farmer is bekli, but nafa ukfara. Bora al yedei achila is what the Gemara calls biyad. You don't take out a specialized instrument when you sit down to have a suda. So it's not that this is a sugi of klachayad, but rather, what is the determining factor to distinguish between achila as opposed to borer la'otzer? Rabbi Yosef does say that, you know what, there is something that's nisud rabbanan, that's k'non v'tamchli. Maybe one could argue, you know what, maybe k'non v'tamchli is klachayad. Wow. Nafu kfar is derech breira, biyad is derech achila. What is knon v'tanchi? An unusual kli. Maybe one could argue a chiddush. An unusual kli is considered to be a shinun. Unusually a ski is considered to be that which is klachayad. Why would I say indeed that that's true? Because when you look in the Rambam, it's striking. The Rambam, Perches, Halachi Yedbeis, Epochus Shabbos, the Rambam writes, knon v'tanchi is always butter. It's always butter. That sounds unusual. I wouldn't have said it's always butter. I would have said the following. if you meet all the other requirements of la'alter ochem mitoch psoles, then k'nom letam chui is potter. But if you're borer lachar zman, or you're borer psoles mitoch ochel, is it conceivable that k'nom letam chui is better than biyah? If a person is borer biyah psoles, that's chayichatos. If a person is borer psoles b'k'nom letam chui, the kli is better than yad. So that's what Degle Tal points out in Kuperi. Degle Tal points out in Merake, in Simen Hei, Sivkat and Vav, and in Borer, in Simen Aleph, in Sivkat and Dalet, that the Rambam seems to say that, you know, K'nom V'tam Kli is an island unto itself. It's always Potter. It's always Potter. Even if it's Lachar Zman, in even if Sos Mitokov, that's a great wine. The world would that be? You know what the answer is? Because that's always Kalachar Yad. That's always Kalachar Yad. No one separates. No one separates Kedarko using a K'non and Tamkli. And therefore, that's a Shinui. That's Kalachar Yad. That's no different than Kalachar Yad when it comes to other Melechis Shabbos as well. So that somewhat is ironic, the Rambam Shita, that K'non and Tamkli can be worse than Biyad, and it can be better than Biyad. No? If you're doing it Baal Torah Tumel Tzoles, so therefore in Kol Matam Kli, it's Aser, because using a Kli. If you're going ahead and being Borah Lachar Zman, or Psoles Mitoch Ochel, it's an Issur Rabbanah, but if you did so Biyad, that would be Derech Breira. And in such a case, that indeed would be Chayei Chatos. No doubt, that's a very great, great Kiddush. So here we're talking about Kli, what is considered to be Derech Breira, as opposed to what is considered to be Maisachila. I'll tell you a great Kiddush. This is not so obvious. Not so obvious. But if Kli and Yad is just a question of how do I distinguish between Borer La'otzer as opposed to Litzorech Achila. Litzorech Achila. How do you define a Kli? How do you define a Kli? Oh, Argamar says Nafu Kfar. Okay, good. A Siv, a Sifter. I get that. What happens if you're using a Kli, but this is not a kli that you would ever use for Borer La'otzer. You're using a kli. But the kli is for immediate use. You know what one could argue? Well, maybe that's not called Borer B'kli. Maybe that's called Borer B'yad. B'yad means Derech Achila, Derech Achila. And even if one actually is using a kli, maybe I would argue that's not what the Gemara means by Borer B'kli. You know, if you look, just to fast forward now, if you look in Shemir Shabbos Kofas in Perek Yomah, there are several ha'aras. Take a look at a few footnotes. One is Kuf Chaf Hei, and one is Kuf Ayin Aleph, and the third is Kuf Ayin Tes. There, the Shemir Shabbos writes this Chiddush name of Shlomo Zalman, that Borer B'kli has to be a kli, which is Borer Lotzah. A kli where you would separate la'achar zman. A kli that you would separate la'achar zman. If the borer is done al yedei kli, but the kli is not something you would ever associate with borer la'otzer, that's called biyah. That's not called the kli. That's not called a kli. Wow. So that's like an interesting chiddush. Well, the three footnotes that the Shemir Shabbos says, three applications. Sometimes, for example, you can have a teapot as an example. And at the end of the teapot, there's like a perforated, you know, piece of metal, like a perforated strainer at the end of, like, the end of a teapot that would strain the sediment and it would allow the... Is that called Borer B'kli? Let's say you have a pitcher of something and the liquid would go through a little bit of a strainer at the end of the spout. We probably would have said a strainer is nafuk fara. So there, a chiddush, b'shemir Shabbos writes, b'shemir Shlomo Zalman. What do you mean? That's mamish der. The pitcher is borer la'otzer. A pitcher is borer la'otzer. The pitcher, however it is formed, it is litzorech achila miyadi, the min achila. And therefore, that was called miyad as opposed to b'kli. In Aruch Kufayin Aleph, he mentions the following. Ooh, let's assume the following. You know what? Let's say the use of tea bags on Shabbos. You know. One issue is a bishul issue. No? Okay. So let's say we get around the bishul issue. Let's assume, for example, all right, now for now, let's assume you use a klishlishi. Assuming that, you know what, that we don't have to be machmer, that tea is kali bishul and klishlishi. Okay, so here's a cliche. What about the following? Is a teabag a problem of bore? Is a teabag a problem of bore? No? You know what I would have said? Absolutely yes, no? What better strainer than you have is a teabag? No, you have the tea leaves. And you know what? You're gonna take it out of the water in order that the excess water in the teabag is gonna fall down and all the tea leaves is going to be removed, no? Isn't that borer b'kli? No. So I would have said, yes, that's borer b'kli. And therefore, I would have said that, you know what, that if you're using the tea bag, even if you avoid bishul for whatever reason, it's not hot enough, it's a klishlishi, whatever the case is, you know what I would tell you, la'alacha? Spoon out the tea bag. Don't take out the tea bag, spoon out the tea bag. If you're spooning out the tea bag, now you're going to have ochlim solis b'yacha, oh, and that's the Ramah, that if you have ochlim solis b'yacha, that's not a problem of a borer. To take out the tea bag with the string in such a case, you know what I would have said? That's borer b'kli. I would still say it's borer b'kli. No? Oh, but Shmer Shabbos goes for Shana Chiddush. A tea bag is borer l'otzer. A tea bag is borer l'otzer. Kli means a kli lachar zman. A kli lachar zman. What type of apparatus would a farmer use if he wanted to go in and to separate the debris from this mound? He's not going to take out a tea bag. Now, a tea bag is not mean for borer, which is la'achar, la'achar zman, la'achar zman. Wow. And a very great chiddush, again, not at all simple to call that borer biyad. Because kli doesn't just simply mean, is it a kli or is it not? It means a kli, which is miyucha, the borer, the otsa. That's an important chiddush. In Kufayin Tes, Shmer Shabbos discusses the following. Let's assume you have a salt shaker. Okay, you know, a salt shaker, it's borer. What exactly are you separating? It's all minechet. It's all salt. It's all salt. You know, the restaurants want to make sure that the salt doesn't harden. Doesn't harden. You want to make sure that any moisture will be absorbed, you know? So, very common. You know what? They'll put rice in the salt shaker, you know? Because the rice has the ability to absorb moisture. You know? You ever notice that? Sometimes you have rice in the salt. Oh, so I'm pulling out the salt. I really don't want that rice to fall into my soup, no? Oh, good. So my salt shaker, no, will serve as a kli to separate the salt from. Pashub shatetz borer b'kli. Pashub shatetz borer b'kli. Right, if I see that there's rice in the salt shaker, I'm not using a salt shaker. I would rather eat bland soup than borer, no? Okay, so not going to use that salt. So, m'kufayin te'esh, Shmer Shabbos quotes that chidush v'shlom azamen again. It's sort of hesitant mahalacha, but that's borer b'kli lachar zman. That's borer b'kli lachar zman. For all these things, whether it's a spout, or whether it's a tea bag, or whether it's a salt shaker, all of that is an apparatus, but for immediate achila, that cannot be called borer b'kli. That cannot be called borer b'kli. So, for example, if someone were to ask you, I'm using a fork, I'm using a spoon, is that called borer b'kli? The Mishabru uses the language that a fork or a spoon is considered to be yadarichta. No? That's the Mishabru in Shin Yotes and Sekot and Samachva. Yadarichta. Maybe even without the chiddush of yadarichta. No? A fork is not an apparatus which is used for borer la'otsa. What we're interested in doing is distinguishing between derech achila as opposed to derech breira. A fork is not called derech achila. A fork is called derech borer la'otzer. So borer la'otzer is not only relevant in terms of when borer is much and when borer is aser, but this is an important chiddush that maybe indeed it's going to define what exactly is the definition of kli as opposed to aviyad. A kli has to be a kli, which typically one would associate with borer la'otzer, a sieve or a sifter. You don't bring a sifter to a table, no? And in such a case, that's borer, which is ba'ad la'achar zman, as opposed to other cases. Well, so that is the possibility in the Gemara, of Yosef, a chiddush, the Gemara never rejects that chiddush. The Gemara doesn't reject that. Oh, so therefore, you know what? Yad and Kli stands. Does it necessarily mean we assume that's true la'alacha? Not necessarily, but we assume that, you know what? That stands. That stands as a possibility in understanding the price of when Bor is Osa, when Bor is Mutter. And then Rabbi Nuna says, the fourth possibility, no? And that is that, look, I'm going to define derech achila as ochel mitoch psoles. And I'm going to define derech breira as psoles mitoch ochel. What is the farmer going to do? The farmer moves the debris. When you sit down to eat, you access the food. So derech achila is ocha mitoch psoles, and derech brera is psoles mitoch ocha. Okay? And all of a sudden now, the Tosos Shabbos Ayin Daled, in our Tosos, Yudal Mabez is bothered by the following. Seemingly, that's against the Gemara. Which Gemara? Whose Gemara? Oh, Shabbos Tuflamaches. Because there, the Gemara discusses the case of Mishamer. You're separating wine from its sediment. Okay. The Gemara wants to know that Mishamer is not one of Avos Malachas. It's a Tolda. It's a Tolda of what? A Tolda of what? You know, you're separating, I understand, but you know what we already discussed, no? You have three Malachos that are all separating, no? Zora, Bora, Marake. Zora, Bora, Marake. Okay, it's not Zora, right? You're not winnowing when you go ahead and you separate. I got that. So it's not Zora. And certainly that Yerushalmi, Zora maybe has nothing at all to do with it. Zora is scattering. But you know what? I have two candidates. Borer Marake. Borer Marake. So, Mishamer is a Tolda. Is it a Tolda of Borer? Is it a Tolda of Marake? Oh, so the Gemara doesn't use that language. Is Mishamer a Tolda of Borer or a Tolda of Marake? The Gemara uses the incredible language of Mishamer, Mishamai Masrinanbe. No, that's the Gemara, no? We're not talking about theoretically, is it this or is that? Halacha lemaisa. Mishamer, Mishamai Masrinanbe. Wow, that's pretty critical. That's pretty critical, no? Because who in the world says that Hasra has to be so specific? That Hasra means that if I'm doing a told, you have to be master a told of Hashem Ha'av. Well, but the Gemara phrases the question that way. Mishem, 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 Mishem. Oh, so that's the Tosos, no? Even in the slow-moving yeshivas, no? Babakaba, Bezim, and Aleph, no? The Tosos, you know what? Ooh, apparently, you have to be master a told of Hashem Ha'av. Wow. Chiddush number one, Hasra has to be exquisitely precise. You can't just simply say, this is Chol Shabbos. Precise means you have to mention the Av Malach. And what if a person is doing a Tolda? Oh, you know what? Sounds like a Tolda is not good enough for Hasra. Sounds like being master a Tolda, Hashem Ha'av. That's Tosus is for Shita. And Tosus says that's exactly the Sugya Shabbos of Kuf Lamaches of Mishamer Shemaim Asunim Bey. You cannot say, do not be Mishamer. You have to say, do not be Borer, do not be Merake, and I really want to know when then what this is. Oh, and then Tosa says on the reverse, that says, maybe not. If I would say, you know what, that do not be Meshamer, that's good. You have a right to be Master Tolda B'Shem HaTolda, but you also have the right to be Master Tolda B'Shem Av. But I'm telling you this, if you're going to be Master Tolda B'Shem Av, you better use the right Av. You better use the right Av. No, if you're going to use the wrong Av, that's wrong, that's wrong. That's not Hasra at all. A person is writing on Shabbos, and you say, don't be Borer. That's Hasra. That's Hasra. Interesting. Why is that not Hasra? I would have said, that's not Hasra. Tosos really doesn't say that, no? Tosos says, you know what's wrong with that? Samar Shemali Bopata. Now, the guy thinks you're just making fun of him, no? Interesting. A guy's eating chaylev, and I say, don't eat dam. You know what I would tell you? That's not Hasra. Forget about what the guy thinks that, you know, I know you're a tzaddik, you would never make fun of him, no? But it's still not Hasra. Tosa says, you know, a guy is doing something and you pull something out of a hat, you know what? Summer Shemalik Bo Potter. He's not going to take it seriously at all. Well, interesting why Tosa's had to frame it in that way. But that's pretty incredible. Tosa assumes, A, Hasra has to be very, very specific. But what does specific mean? Oh, so one day in Tosa says, you must be Master of Tolda B'Shem Av. The other day is, no, no, not you must. You can be Master of Tolda B'Shem Av Tolda. But also, you may be Master of Tolda B'Shem Av, but you better get it right. You have to mention the correct. And all this, just realizes, against the Rambam. Because when the Rambam discusses Hasra, the Rambam has a very broad Hasra. Al tase davar zeh. Prosh. Separate yourself. Don't do this. Wow. And the Rambam it is, and you have to say what the effect is. You know, maybe the person thinks it's a minute. No, it's not a minute, it's a chiyuv skiva. Thus you have to mention that. No, you know what, don't do this, because this is Chol Shabbos. The Rambam, based on Yerushalmi, does not have any specific hasra at all. Wow. Tosos assumes, we're so used to Tosos, they have to do it. And remember the Tosos we discussed? Not so long ago. Parshas Vayakel. Now, the Tosus read on that daf Shabbos Kuflam Ches. You know why Hasra has to be so specific? Because we Paskin Havar is L'chalik Yatsas. Shabbos Dafayin. And what does L'chalik Yatsas mean? What was that language of Tosus read? You're supposed to memorize now. Kilu Ksiv Lava Kol Malacha Malacha. It's as though there's a separate lav for every malacha. Bahavi kalav mechid v'dam. It's sarf lahasros chid v'shem chid v'dam v'shem dam. Kav kol malacha malacha. That's a Tosfos Rish. No, that's unbelievable. Every malacha is its own lav. Every malacha is its own lav. Wow. It's not that there's one lav. Don't do malacha on Shabbos. And there are many examples of malacha. That's what we call gufi mechalakim. Shemus mechalakim. Every lav is its own, every malach is its own lav. So if a person violates lav A, you have to give him hasra for that avera. The lav of Bor is not the same lav as Tochein. That's pretty incredible, pretty incredible. That's the Tosos Rid. So you have to give a very specific hasra. And I'll tell you the following. When the Tosos Rid says that every malach is its own lav, would you apply that to Tolos? Every Tolos is its own lav. I wouldn't say that, no. The Tosfos Rid says, every Av is its own Lav. Wow. So you know what I'm going to tell you? There are 39 Lavim of Shabbos, every Malacha, and you're ready like for the Lomdos, but Avos are Shemus Mechlokim. But Toldos? Toldos are variations. Toldos are Gufa Mechlokim of the particular Av. So therefore, Hasra has to be a Toldo of Shema Av, because the Isser is the that indeed is the lav. So you better get it right. Now the Tosfos is mefurish, that every malach is its own lav, and that's why you need a hasra mefuretes. So a guy is being meshamer. You know what? You have to take the time to figure out, is this borer or is it meraki? Is this borer? Why would you say it's borer? Why would you say it's borer? So Rabba says the following, because this is borer. Ma darkel shoborer? What is borer? Well, this is what gets us in trouble. No? No tel ochel umaniach hapsolos. You know what borer is? No tel ochel. What is that? Borer is taking the ochel, maniach hapsolos, and just allowing the psolos to remain. You're accessing the ochel, and the psolos remains. No tal ochel maniach hapsolos. So same thing here. You're going ahead and you're straining. You're going ahead and you're taking the wine. And all the shmarim, all the sediments of the grape remain. No tal ochel maniach hapsolos. So this is borer. This is borer. Wow. And Reb Zera says, no, this is merake. Technically, this is merake. Because in Merake, the psolus is lamala, the ochel is lamata. When you strain wine, the psolus is lamala, and the ochel is lamata. Oh, so I think Meshamer is Merake. And Rabbi says, I think it's Borer. Okay, so that's a fascinating machlokes. What exactly is the technical difference between Borer and Merake? That's critical. That's a din d'araisa. Whether the guy's chayiv skila or not is going to depend on whether the hasra is an appropriate hasra, whether indeed it was not. What in the world did Rabbi say? No, it's borer. Why? Because borer is no tal ochel. You take the ochel and you leave the psolos. You take the ochel and you leave the psolos. No tal ochel and psolos. Tosfos says, that's not right. That's not borer. Ochel mitok psolos is derech hachila, which is much of the hachila. Borer is taking the psolos and allowing the ochel to remain. How in the world does Rabbi say the opposite is true? How does that happen? How does that happen? So that's pretty unbelievable. If that's what the Gemara means, no tel ochel means you access ochel. Maniach hapsolos means and the psolos remains. So it's mefurish in the Gemara that taking ochel is considered to be borer. That's like against everything. No, mefurish against Rav Amnuna. And if you assume that Rav Amnuna stands la halacha. And that, you know what? Whatever you're going to do, whether it's la'altar or biyad, but it has to be ochel mitok psolos. It's against the Gemara. It's against the Gemara. So that's pretty incredible. How do you resolve it? So like there are a couple of possibilities, right? One possibility is, maybe it depends. Maybe the possibility is that's not what no to ochel means. No? No to ochel and psos does not mean that you remove the ochel and the psos remains. Maybe it doesn't mean that at all. Okay. Sounds that way? No. If you assume that's what it means, you access, you take ochel, and the psos remains, how on the road does that get? Oh, so you know what Tosos says? Shabbos Afayin Dalet? Yeah, it depends. Whenever you have a tarubos, you have shnei minim, and now you have to ask yourself, which is the rov and which is the mir? Is a psolis rubal ochel, or is it ochel rubal psolis? Which one is it? Okay. Let's ask the farmer. What would you do? So you know what? If I have a regular case, typical case where ochel is rubal psolis, you know, that's an incredible litmus test, no? Are you a balabas or you're a farmer? If you're a balabas, that's ochel rubal psolis, you know what you can do? You're going to take ochel. You're sitting at a meal. There's ochel, a little bit of psolis. What are you going to take? I'm going to take the ochel. What is the farmer going to do? The farmer has a nice crop. He has a kri. There's a lot of ochel. There's a little bit of psolis. How is he going to separate this in order to store it? You know what the farmer is going to do? We'll have to discuss. Made baranyante. Efficiency. He's going to do that which is most efficient. Typically, a farmer is going to take psolis. You have a lot of ochel. You have a little debris. The farmer is going to remove the little bit of the debris. That'll take him an hour. To separate the ochel is going to take him hours. He'll take off the mute and he'll store it. Oh, that's great. So an ochel, rumal psolis, derech achil is to take the ochel. And there are prayers to take the psolis. Good. What gets complicated is this. What happens if this is really a bad crop? What happens if you have psolis, which is rubal ochel? What is the balabas going to do when you're sitting down to eat? You're going to take the ochel. That's derech achila. Take the ochel. What is the farmer going to do? The farmer is going to take the ochel. If you have psolis merubal ochel, the farmer is always going to take the meat. That's who he's going to separate. So that's now incredible. When you have a taruvah, so psolis merubal ochel, the derech breira, the derech achila is exactly the same. So now you have psolis merubal ochel, where the derech achila and the derech breira are exactly the same. So, what's the halacha in such a case? Is that obviously mutter? Is that obviously also? It's derech achil, it's obviously mutter. Maybe it's like the Ramban. Now, taking a piece of psolis out of your mouth. Maybe it's, what in the world? This is derech breira. When you have a mound, bora la'otso, and you have psolis merot, is to take the ochel. So this is unusual, that the derech breira, derech achila, are exactly the same. So is that obviously mutter? Is that obviously also? That's pretty heavy. Oh, so that's a Tosus and Shabbos that Ayin Dal. When that Gemara in Shabbos says, Kuf Lamed Ches, that you know what? You have wine, and you have a lot of sediment. It's Psolis Ruba Ochel. So it's a Psolis Ruba Ochel. That's exactly what Rabbi says. The Isser of Borer is no tel Ochel Maniach HaPsolis. Precisely because in Mishamer, you have an abundance of psolis, which is merubal ochel, and therefore Rabbi says very precisely, the derech breira, which is an issa daraisa, is no tel ochel meniach psolis, because mishamer is psolis merubal ochel. Wow. You'll also tell me, but it's also derech achila. Good is derech achila. Now, guess what? Cooking something on Shabbos is also derech achila. Derech achila is not matir. The derech breira is oser. You have to avoid borer. If this is what the farmer would do, that's nisa daraisa. If psolis is meruba ala ochel, so therefore, the issa daraisa is no tel ochel maniach psolis. That's exactly what the Gemara is in Shabbos. So that's something which is pretty stunning. Well, so that means in that case, when you have psolis which is meruba ochel, you can't take ochel. Taking an ochel is considered to be an issa daraisa avora. That's something which is stunning. No, that's Shabbos, that's Tosfos on Shabbos, that's Ayin Dalet, Mefurish. That's not true according to this day in our Tosfos, Daf Yudalma Beis. You know what Tosus does? Tosus reinterprets the phrase of notal ochel maniach hapsodes. Notal ochel does not mean you take the ochel and you allow the psolis to remain. That's ochel mito psolis, that's mutter. Notal ochel maniach hapsodes means something very, very different, very, very different. Notal ochel means that you utilize the ochel, and maneach hapsolis means pirish yizrok, by discarding the psolis. You utilize the ochel, you're interested in the tivas ochel. You're going to utilize the psolis, the ochel, by discarding yizrok, by throwing away the psolis. Throwing away the psolis. Wow. Wow. Tosus reinterprets. In other words, that we're talking about Rav Hamnuna taking the psolis, discarding the psolis. Wow. In other words, in Borer, you separate the ochel from the psolis. And what does that mean? Yizrok oso. You're discarding the psolis. Why does Tosus have to reinterpret? Because if you're taking the ochel, if it's psolis meruba ochel, taking the ochel is derech achila, which is mutter. You can't interpret it to mean that if it's psolis meruba ochel, taking the ochel is vorer, taking the ochel is derech achila. So you have to reinterpret the phrase. It doesn't mean you're seizing the ochel and allowing the psolis to remain. It means you're readying, you're utilizing the ochel by discarding the psolis. Discarding the psolis means that psolis, mitoch ochel. Because according to this day in Tosos, Beis Daf Yud Aleph, incredible, that it's always mutter to take ochel mitoch psolis. That's considered to be derech achila. Wow, that's derech achila. That's something which is pretty fascinating. The Mishnah Berurah writes, that's the stima samachaber. No? And shouldn't you test that the Mechaber writes, take Ochel. What do you mean take Ochel? The Mechaber should say, the Med from Umarim. If it's Ochel Rabba Psalas. But if it's close from Rabba Ochel, that should mean a Siddharaisa. The answer is no. The Mechaber Shita is taking the Ochel as Mutter. Taking the Ochel as Mutter. Why is taking the Ochel Mutter? Because taking the Ochel is Derech Achila. And Derech Achila is Matir. It's also derech breira, okay, but derech achila is mutter. Just like the Ramban, taking that bone out of your mouth, you're taking psolas. But if it's derech achila, that's considered that which is mutter. That's a huge machlokas, no? The Chayadam in Klal Tezayin, in Simon Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, writes that you should be chayish for the Shita Tosos. And Shabbos, that I know it. And that is that if you have a taruvos of solus rubal ochel, guess what? Even taking the ochel is an isadarai sabore. Wow, that's something which is stunning. That's a sheet of the chayadam. L'chumra, like that tosus. Solus rubal ochel, netilas ochel is an isadarai. Wow. Let's go a step further. If it's an isadarai, you ready for this? That if you have a taruvas of solus mitoch ochel, there's no way you can access it. There's no way you can access that. And therefore, the whole thing is muktza. The whole thing becomes muktza. There's no hishtamshus of solus rabal ochel. Because the normal answer that I'll just take the ochel and use it, no, taking the ochel is considered to be that which is derech breira. Oh, in the Tosus, that means that Tarubis is also the Tiltum. Because if it's Psolus, which is Merubah L'Ochel, guess what? That the Miyat of L'Ochel is Batul Agabe Apsolus, and therefore it's Kukud Apsolus. You can access it in the whole thing. Whoa. And that's against the Tosus and Shabbos Kufman Beis, where Tosus quotes the Shita of Rabbi Natan, that if Psolus is Merubah L'Ochel, you cannot argue that the Psolus, because it's a rov, overpowers the ochel, and therefore the whole Taruvus is Mukta. Rabbi Natam says it's not true. Even if the vast majority is Psoles, but the Ochel is Choshuv, and certainly one would not argue that the whole Taruvus is labeled as Psoles. Well, that's pretty unusual. In a case of Ochel, which is Meruba ala Psoles, Ochel Meruba ala Psoles, so the farmer would take the Psoles. We would go ahead and take the Ochel. Ochel Meruba ala Psoles, that's fine. And all of a sudden, our Gemara, great Chiddush, Shabbos Eloshita. Anyante, for whatever reason, Anyante, if that really is true, and it is more efficient to take the Psoles. So that's what Beis Hillel says the following. That, you know what? That in that case, that Bora Kadarka. Bora Kadarka. What does Bora Kadarka mean? Our Gemara, if it's Ocho, which is Merubah L'Psoles, and Yantif, you have the right to remove the Psoles. You have a lot of grains. You have a little bit of rocks. You know what? So it's more efficient, like the farmer does, to go in and remove. And Shabbos, that would be Nisadari Saborer. Anyant if not, well, to see why not. Anyant if not, that's some Boris Malach HaSel HaNefesh. So therefore, it's not. And therefore, just do what's most efficient. So if it's Olcha Merubah L'Psoles, take the Psoles. Take the Psoles, clearly, the sheet of Beis Hillel. We discussed, the very, very beginning of the year, take the Psoles. What in the world is the Psoles? What is the Psoles? You know, if you're talking about peas and carrots, okay. Real Psoles. You have food, and you have debris which is mixed in. And really, Beis Hillel says you can take the debris. What do you mean take the debris? It's not Borer, because good is not Borer. But isn't that debris Moktza? You have a few pebbles that are mixed in to your grains. You're going to remove the pebble. Isn't removing a pebble Moktza? Oh, so that was that Rabbi Kveger, right? The Tosfos Rabbi Kveger, right here on our Mishnah. Pretty incredible. Oh, this is the Makar of Tosfos, three places in the Masechta. Now, Chesamad Aleph, Chav Chesamad Beis, Lamad Aleph on the Beis, that Tilto Moktza is Mutal, the Tzorach Chav HaNefesh. That's the Raya, our Sunya. Because here, our Gemara says that, you know what, that take the Psoles if the Psoles is considered to the meal. Forget about the Borer issue. Taking the Psoles should be a problem with Tilto Moktza because classic Psoles is Psoles. So Mikan Yonah is Daiti, Raya Masha Kasva Tosos. Where's the Tosos? I'm giving you Tosos the keys now. Chesam Adala, Chav Chesam Adbeis, Lam Adala from Adbeis. The Tilto Moktza is Motel Tzorah Chokan Efesh. Wow, that's incredible. Right? It's not just the Chiddush HaTosos. Rabbi Kveger writes, that's Poshep Shat Nar Gemara. That's something which is stunning. Okay. So that's amazing, the two days in Tosos. Psoles, which is Meruba al HaOchel, where the Derech Breira and the Derech Achila are the same, is that obviously Mutter, is that obviously Yasa? Obviously Yasa, because that's Derech Breira. Obviously Mutter means incredible. Despite the fact that it's Derech Breira, there's a heter on Yantif of Derech Achila. And maybe there's a heter on Shabbos of Derech Achila. Because if you're going to tell me this is what the farmer does, there's a heter of Derech Achila. Well, if that's really true, that there's a heter of Derech Achila, despite the fact that it's Broer, so maybe I could have incredibly broad shoulders and say, you know what? That maybe the heter of La'alta, which is Derech Achila, could apply to other malachos as well. See, if you say that La'alta is not Borer, okay. But if you're going to tell me, no, you know what? This is an act of Borer. Even in cases where it wouldn't be Borer. For example, Psoles Merubah Ochel. But you're allowed to go ahead and to take the Ochel, even though it's Derech Breira, as long as you're doing so for immediate use, maybe I would say the following. Is it possible to think that could apply to other malachos as well? Wow, wow. So guess what? Yeah, we saw that. That was that run. And from a day's amalaf and daf rif misaf Shabbos now. Amar Papa, oh, the chiddush of the Rashba. The chiddush of the Rashba. That la alter is not limited to Borim. The alter applies even to Tochim. Even to Tochim. Wow. And that daf from the days of Adalaf and Daf Yarif, the Shilde al Giborim, Oz Gimel, Vitamihani. How in the world? How in the world can you extend a heter of Borer to any other malacha? The lamdus of Borer is if you're doing it for these reasons, under these circumstances, it's not Borer. It's not Borer. You can honestly say it's not Tochen. You take something and you dice it, it's Tochen. Oh, but you know what? I'm using it immediately. Why is that relevant? If La Alter works when it comes to Borer, it's because if it's La Alter, it's not Borer La Otsa. You're really going to say that if I do something for immediate use, it's not called Tochen. So Shigur asks, how is that at all possible? That anyone but the Rashi is Mufurish. Just like there's a heter of La Alter for Borer, there's a heter of La Alter when it comes to Tochen as well. You know what the answer is? Poshub Shat and Rashba. It's not that if it's La Alter, that means that no shape or form is a Borer. It means despite the fact that it is Borer, Derech Achil is Matir. For example, Psolas Meruba Lochel, taking the Ochel is Derech Breira. But Derech Achil is Matir. Derech Achil is Matir. If Derech Achil is Matir, ooh, that can open up the window to assume that Derech Achil can be Matir. Wow. Maybe when it comes to other malachas as well. Just like I'm going to define Borer as Borer Lotzer, part of the processing. And if it's done Derech Achil, that's Matir. Maybe the same thing is when it comes to Tochin. We just discussed Tochin, no? Haiman de Parm Silka. Tosa says Dafka Silka. No? Tochin does not just simply mean dicing. Tochin means processing. Processing, no? The Rambam, Levashlo. Oh, that's why Knivas Erek is Mutter. So if a person is doing it for immediate use, that's really called the processing of. The way the farmer processes grains. So that's like pretty incredible. That despite the fact that it's Borek, Derech Achid is Matir, even if this is exactly what the farmer would do, so does Mubalachim. And that Poshub Shad gives rise to a Chiddush. Know that, you know what, that maybe one could argue that this can apply to the Malachos as well. Wow. Tosus Ashita, absolutely not Tosus and Shabbos. That if something is Derech Braver, we're done. Solus Merba Ochel, we're done. Because taking off is called Derech Braira. And if something is called Derech Braira, Derech Achila is irrelevant. You know, when it comes to all Malachi Shabbos, you have to avoid the Malacha. No, avoid doing the Malacha Saveira. Avoid doing Borer. If taking off is called Borer, indeed we're done. Is there any indication that this is true? So there's a stunning Kiddush that Deg Leital has. Deg Leital is found in Borer. Yud Dalet Dalet. I don't know if you saw the Hemshech of the Gemara, the Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph in Shabbos. Chizkiya discusses the following case, HaBorer Termusin Mitoch HaPsolos. You have Turmus. Turmus is a type of bean. A very, very hard, hard bean that the processing, you know, is a lengthy, arduous task. You have to cook it time and time again to soften. And each time you took it, you remove. Okay. So Chizkiya says the following. HaBorer turmesim mitoch hapsoles chayv. When it comes to this turmus, this bean, if you remove the turmus mitoch hapsoles, You know what that sounds like? Olcha mitocha psoles. Olcha mitocha psoles. You're chayim. The Gemara asks the kasha, how can that be? You go ahead and remove the bean from its psoles, you're chayim. The Gemara, how can that be? Olcha mitocha psoles is mutter. How can you say, haborer turmis mitocha psoles is chayim? So take a look in the Rashi. Rashi has two pshatim, Rashi has two girsos. Very difficult to, you know. If you haven't yet, take a look at the Rashi. Why should you be chayim? You're taking och mitocha psoles. The Gital has his cute line, no? He quotes the day as an kulam kasha bein ekiturmas. That's what the Gital writes, no? It says, those are such hard pshatim, it reminds me of the turmas. You know, like, how can that be? No? Oh, it's like Gital writes. Pshat in the Gemara is this way. You have something that you want to process this very, very hard bean. What would the farmer do? His specialty is turmas. No? So I ask him, how do you work with this? No, it's really so hard. It requires an arduous process in order to soften it, to finally make it right l'achila. So you know what the farmer's going to tell you? I boil it 7 times. Well, you know what? Each time I boil it, I remove the ochel. Whoa. That's the Gital says. It was posh p'sham in the Gemara. The farmer removes the ochel. When you ask the farmer, how do you work with this stuff? You know what he says? It takes a while. You have to cook it, and then you remove part of it. And the psoles, you discard. Okay. You cook it, and you... When the farmer processes the tournesin, guess what? He takes the ochel. The Gital writes it being Sposh Shah. The Derech Breira is taking the ochel. If the Derech Breira is taking the ochel, that's Asir. That's exactly the Chiddush of Chizkiyah. That since the farmer takes the ochel and part of his processing, kipsolus mitoch alchadamia. That's like taking psolus. What do you mean it's like taking psolus? Because the chihai gavna, taking the ochel, is derech breira. I also tell me it's derech achila. Oh, so the Gital writes, that's a raya, to tosu sushita, Shabbos afayin dalet, that if the derech achila and derech breira are the same, guess what? Inochinami, that indeed is considered to be osin. That's a heavy issue. No? That's pretty incredible. But what exactly is being done? Is the goal of Borer Derech Achil, which is Matir, simply to go ahead and to avoid? And maybe Turmis would follow that description? Or, Psoles from Ochel? Or the possibility, pretty incredible, that Derech Achila is Matir, and if Derech Achila is Matir, maybe Derech Achila could be Matir even beyond Borer. Because if Derech Achila is Matir when it is Nisra Borer, maybe one could argue that Derech Achila is Matir when it's Nisra Tochei. That's a Shita the Rashba. Well, the Magen Avram quotes in Siman Shinchav, Sivkat and Zion, the Shita of the Ola Shabbos, where Derech Achila and the altar is Matir Dosh. Wow. That's a pretty big Kiddush as well. That's part of that Taz and Shin Mem about, you know, images that you have on cookies or on cakes, but the Taz discusses, can derech achila be matir mochek? If b'derech achila, you know, all of a sudden now you're breaking letters. Is there a possibility that derech achila indeed is matir? Indeed is matir. All of this would assume that, again, that la'alter is, not that it's not a violation of the Isser itself, but the Chiddush, that maybe Derech Achila can be Matir certain malachos. Not all malachos, certain malachos. If certain malachos are considered to be part of the processing of, maybe one could argue that indeed there's a heter of derech achila. And that indeed is the, you know, the chiddush of the Gemara. Well, Rabbeinu Chananel, in Shabbos Daf Ayin Daled, is the one who points out as follows. The Gemara had five possibilities. The Gemara rejected the first two. But Rabbi Yosef, which is Biyad, and Rabbi Hamnuna, which is Ochem Tov Psoles, and Abayi, which is indeed La'alta, those are not rejected by the Gemara. And therefore, so Lemaskana, all three indeed, are necessary Lahatir. And that's like the psak and shinyates of Boder and Shabbos, that all three requirements indeed are necessary to Lahatir, because these are three of the standing shitas. And what about when it comes to Boder, Boranyan? Here the Mechaber in Tav Kuf Yud quotes our sugya that Boder Kitnios is Boder Kedarko. Boder Kedarko. Well, just don't use a kli which is miyucha b'kach, that's clear in our Gemara. But Boder Kedarko is considered need too much. And here the Rama just adds that Imrotz on the Ochlo Bo Bayom. Imrotz Ochlo Bo Bayom. As long as you can use it on Yantik. What exactly is that Kiddush? So Mishabura points out the following. The Kiddush of that Rama, Imrotz Ochlo Bo Bayom. Bo Bayom is that just make sure it's Latzorach Yantik. That you're not doing a malacha which is Latzorach Macha. But what exactly is the Chiddush? You don't need La'alta. You don't need La'alta on Yantik. Borer Kitnios is Borer Kedarko. So the Rama just adds, you know what, just make sure it's the Bo Bayom. You're not doing it for tomorrow. But the Bo Bayom is Matir. Wow, so that's an important Kiddush. That even though to be Matir on Shabbos I require La'alta, Balta does not mean the Bo Bayom. That was the objection of Lula. Not true when it comes to Yanta. And Yanta, Baruch Kedarka. Why exactly is that the case? So that's the Ramban. Here, Beis Adapi Gmo, Beis Adapi Arif, that Borer is considered to be Melech HaSof HaNefesh. Borer is Melech HaSof HaNefesh. And if Borer is considered to be Melech HaSof HaNefesh, therefore, Enochiran, that it's Mutter. That's the Lashon of the Ramban, Hanu Melech HaSayom Ninu. But what do you mean, Lisha Veilach? Borer is before Lisha? Oh, that was the Ramban. What? There are different types of Borer. Commercial Borer is Kodem Lisha. Household Borer is La'achar Lisha. Borer is Melech HaSayom Nefesh. And therefore, Borer should be Mutter on Yantir. And therefore, you don't need La'achar, you need Lebo Bayom. Because we wouldn't allow cooking if it's not Lebo Bayom. So that's the caveat the Ramah writes. It's no better than Afi and Mishal. But Borer is considered to be Melech HaSof HaNefesh. And our Gemara says that Nafuk Fer is considered to be Aser. Yeah, that's Asru Chachamim. That's a Nisid Rabbana. Because Metzei Kaman David HaMacha. But because if you're using a Kli Miyucha Lekach, which is Borer Lachar Zvan, in such a case, it looks like Borer La'osa. And if you're talking about commercial border, Enochinami, that's true. That indeed will be Aser. That would indeed be Aser. So that's the Pesach and Shachrav Tav Kuf Yud, that Borer is Mutter, but Tzarech Yantiv, as long as it's a Bo Bayom, but you don't need La'alta. Bir Halacha, quotes the Chiddush of the Taz, not necessary. Quotes the Taz. Taz quotes the Rashba. No, you need La'alta. You need La'alta. That's an important Chiddush. Why is La'alta necessary? Because what do you mean? If it's not La'alta on Shabbos, that's an Issa D'Raisa. Yechayev Skila on Shabbos. So even on Yom Tov, that's considered to be also. It's not enough to have Lebo Bayom. the sheet of the Rashba is that the altar is necessary in Yantif. The altar is necessary in Yantif. So the Bir Alaf immediately writes, the Tamul of Achronim, then how can that be? What do you mean? You have to avoid Borer as you would avoid it on Shabbos? But Psolas Mitop Ochel, Psolas Mitop Ochel is Chayiv on Shabbos. And Psolas Mitop Ochel is Mutra on Yantif. No? That's our Sugya. Borer Kedarka. Borer Kedarka. So the Bir Halacha writes the following. Realize that this Rashba is a Rashba L'shitase. Wow. The Bir Halacha writes there in Tavkuf Yud, Ozo L'shitase L'svirle Gam B'Shabbos Im Borer L'Alter Ein Chiyuv Chatas. Wow. That's Mefurish in the Rashba that I want you to see in Avodas HaKodesh. The Rashba writes that the key determining factor on Shabbos is la'alter as opposed to la'acharzman. La'alter as opposed to la'acharzman. And I would tell you the following. That's meduyak even in the Gemara. Because, you know, the Gemara suggests ocha mitoch psolus, psol mitoch ochel. Abaye is very upset. No? Abaye says in Shabbos Ayindel, you saw, no? Does the Gemara say this? Does the Braisa say this? You're saying that Borer is mutter if it's ochel. Borer is aser if it's psolus. So Abaye says, right, chiktani, does it say, it doesn't say this, elamai la'alter as opposed to la'acharzman. It doesn't say la'alter la'acharzman either, no? Like Abaye gets so upset that you're throwing things into the Braisa that, you know, it's no kimta. Clean and yad, ochel and psolus. The Braisa doesn't say this. So therefore, my pshat is la'alter as opposed to la'acharzman. It doesn't say anything. You know what Pashup Shanabai is as follows. Ocha mitoch psoles biyad as opposed to the kli, all of it is nukimta. It's nukim. The Braisa is talking about this, the Braisa is talking about that. The Braisa should have said it. When I tell you la'alter as opposed to la'acharzman, that's not nukimta. That's the definition of Borer. The definition of Borer, Abai uses the term, is Borer la'otsar. Otsar by definition means la'achar zman, as opposed to derech achila, which is mutter. That's exactly what the Rashba writes, that Abayi's teretz, about as la'achar zman, is the essence of Borer. It's not an ukinta of Borer, that the Braisa maybe is referring to this case, and we're referring to that case. The definition of Borer is not Borer, it's Borer la'otsar. If it's not la'otzer, it's not long-term, it is not borer. And that's the chiddush of the Rashba. And that is on Shabbos, as long as it's la'alter, it's mutter, even psolus mitoch ochel. Because by definition, la'alter, it is not called derech brera. And psolus mitoch ochel, amidu psolus, is not mikra din daraisa. That's the Rashba of Avodas HaKodesh. So the Rashba now writes the Shitasa, the following Chiddush. If that really is true, that the Koveya of Borer, Midarais is La'alter as opposed to La'achar Zman, so in such a case, when it comes to cases of Yantid, it's not that we argue that this sir doesn't exist at all, but rather, even if one were to argue that in principle there would be an Isra Borer on Yantid, but La'alter is Matin. The altar is matin. And the chumrah, that's necessary when it comes to yantiv as well. That's the chumrah of the Bir Halacha b'shem Rashba. That even though the Shulchan Aruch writes that you can be borer psolus mitoch ochel as long as it's lo vayom, so the chumrah, the Rashba, the shitase, is to demand the altar even when it comes to yantiv itself. But mikra hadin, according to Rav Rishon, according to the Ramban, Borer is considered to melech asof nefesh, it just has to be done. It's sorek yantid. And therefore, whatever is most efficient, that would be the derech of Brera on yantid itself. So take a look at that Brera halacha. Tav Kuf Yud. And again, the machlokes Roshonim, whether Beis Hillel's allowance of psolus mitoch ochel is as long as it's the sorek yantid, or no. Even Beis Hillel requires la'alter, because the essence of both it's Borer La'otzer, and if it's La'alter, Mikra Adin, that's Mutter, and even on Shabbos, you would not be fine. Rav Chatas as well. That's the Mikshita of the Rashba. Okay, so I have to go through the details. It's pretty fascinating. Okay.